Next, he also provides the reason, showing that for their benefit, he both allowed it to lack and honored it more abundantly. And what is the reason? So that there would be no division, he says, in the body. For indeed, it would be a great and unfair benefit if some members were cared for both by nature and by our foresight, others not even by either of these. Then they would be separated from one another, unable to tolerate the connection. And when these were separated, there would be damage done also to the rest. Do you see how he points out that, out of necessity, more honor is given to that which is lacking? For if not, the harm would have become common to all, he says. And the reason is that unless these received significant consideration on our part, they would have been dealt with harshly, not having nature's assistance. And this harsh treatment would have been their downfall. Their downfall would have divided the body. And having divided the body, the other members would also have perished, which are far greater than these.